Oh, yeah, it's 6 o'clock Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, truck, and a whole bunch of other stuff like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-been, would-have-could-have, and never worse from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs. Anyway, programming note, next week, Tears and Alcohol, a special time, 4 to 5 Eastern Time. That's 4 to 5 Eastern Time. And then there'll be a full episode of The Desperate Hours from 6 to 8. Anyway, I've been looking forward to that show, so I kind of didn't really throw my whole weight behind this one. Although I will say the second half has a theme. If you guess it, and you're outside WMFO's immediate range, that corridor between WMFO and my house, and you're the first to guess it, because everything will be time-stamped, you get a free mug. How's that sound? You'll be out in Chicago or Rochester or whatever. First one to guess the theme. That's coming up in the second hour. Let's get into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
They're unable to respond, they're unwilling to respond. repeat after me. I am not a pleasure unit. I am not a pleasure unit.
Oh, yeah, it's 6:13 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what let me explain away this first set of the evening. Backing me up tonight are the Ravels with Comanche, track originally released on the Downey label, 1962. But I ain't gonna lie, I got off the compilation Intoxicar. Came out in 2006 on Ace in the UK. Anyway. Just heard the W.C. Fields Memorial Electric String Band and their version of I'm Not Your Stepping Stone, Mercury 1966. That predates the Monkees. So I believe this may well be the first version. I got off of Pebbles Volume 9, the CD version, Southern California, 1996 on AIP. For that, Ian Whitcomb from the You Turn Me On LP, 1965 on Tower, and his treatment of Be My Baby. Leonard Nimoy presents Mission Impossible from the Leonard Nimoy presents Mr. Spock's Music from Outer Space, 1967 on Dot. And around the same time, or shortly after he signed on to do Star Trek, and Mission Impossible was in development, they did want him to go when he... Star Trek got canceled. Lenny from the West End signed on with the Impossible Mission crew for two or three seasons, I believe. Then we kicked off the set with the Kane Triplets with the theme from Mission Impossible, a vocal, originally released on United Artists in 1968. I got off the compilation Girls Go Zonk. Came out in 2004 on RPM in the UK. Programming note, next week, August 3rd, Tears and Alcohol will have a one-time only time of 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. It's 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Tears and Alcohol, then a full episode, because I'll be completing my 66th trip around the sun. Can you stand it? A full episode of The Desperate Hours next week from 6 to 8. Anyway, why don't we get back into it? Got some interesting stuff to play, some B-sides, some early Seals and Crofts. And those of you who know pop music will know who I'm talking about. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
While walking through the woods and not far from town, I got real shook, I heard the strangest sound. I saw the purple people eater, and to my surprise, the witch doctor sitting by his side. The witch doctor had a little guitar in his hand, and they were popping and rocking with a two-piece band. Purple was a-blowing like a people eater should. Witch doctor picked like Johnny B. Good. They went a... I got trouble, that's what he said. Girls keep laughing about the horn in my head. The witch doctor smiled and I heard him say, yeah, man, you're ugly, but you sure can play. There in the moonlight it seemed so strange, as they blowed a chorus of Home on a Rain. They were coming on strong like rock and roll stars. Played the sweetest music of the side of Mars. They went a... Cats from outer space were giving it all, and I could tell the way they rocked that they were having a ball. They were coming on strong, I was clapping my hands, stopping long enough to say,
easy man.
So at twilight time, when the sun goes down, back in the woods on the edge of town, people all together from miles around, to hear Doc and Old Purple play the crazy sounds. They go,
ooh,
yeah.
Well, a bing-bang.
down.
Watch out, Kira.
Sister, I don't dance. And I can't take time out now to learn.
One, two, three.
Wow.
The
you need. Wow, you know that I've got it. Sock it to me. Motion on the ocean, sock it to me, baby, when I take the notion. Don't you worry about the feeling on the ceiling. Come on, mama, when I get the feeling. Oh, yeah, the Broadway, the sing-a-ling, the boogaloo, baby, all right. Wow, and all right, baby, and all right. Baby, we're gonna give the drummer some, and all right, give the drummer some. Wow.
Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Since you want to know that distracted driving is dangerous, is a dangerous epidemic on America's roadway. Stay safe behind the wheel. Visit stoptechstoprex.org and learn more. They took out my patient involvement PSA, the one I know off the top of my head. The cruelty. They're out to get me, I tell you. Anyway, these are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford. Back me up once again, the Ravels with Comanche. A little story about Comanche. But anyway, a little bit of Pulp Fiction thrown in there every couple of minutes, every 15 minutes. You just heard Jimmy Lynch and Notions of Mr. Motions. Originally released on the Laval label, unknown date on that, but I got off the compilation, Downtown Soulville. Came out in 1998 of those on the Soulville label in Luxembourg. Well, that, Freddie Bell and the Bell Boys with the B-side to Ding Dong, and I said it, and I'm glad. 1956 on the Wing label. Well, that, Dave Clark 5 and Chiquita was released on Jubilee in 1964. This is probably when British promoters or British managers were pretty much taking the shotgun approach towards marketing the bands once the Beatles broke. Dave Clark 5 with Chiquita. Before that, the Big Bopper with the B-side to Chantilly Lace. And the Purple People Eater meets the Witch Doctor, 1958 on Mercury. And we kicked it off with the Champs featuring Jim Seals and Dash Crofts. But they're taking the Hokey Pokey, 1961 on the Challenge label. Anyway, we got our Keith of the Week coming up next in this next set. I forgot to bring my stupid show notes, so I'm winging it. Actually, the show's better without the notes. I wasn't much of a student anyway. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is MJ Quirk from Club Lenny Hanagogo, The Soup Man, and many other bands. And you're listening to The Desperate Hours with my good budzo, Alex Piendez, on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts University, Medford. Now play some Rod Keith, damn it.
My heart feels so tired, I want to retire away from the crowd. Since she went away, my life is to stay away from the crowd. Again and again, I wander in vain, forever in doubt. No use to regret, I can try to forget away from the crowd. Our love was a joy, I cannot deny. My lips can pretend, but my heart cannot lie. So if my friend should ask me, where is your lover? Go and find her. Go and find her. I shall tell them from my heart it's over. She is far away beyond the endless. As memories fade, the time passes by away from the crowd. I sadly recall the chances that passed, 'cause I was so proud. If each passing day brings nothing my way but memory's shroud, I'd just as well stay and pass life away, away from the crowd. Our love was a joy, I cannot deny. My lips can pretend, but my heart cannot lie. So if my friend should ask me, where is your lover? Go and find her. Go and find her. I shall tell them from my heart it's all over. She is far away beyond the endless sea.
Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piendez, with The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Oh, If you go through with this, you've got to win. If you buck it up, don't ever think of coming back here, except in your coffin.
This is Doc Williams. Thousands have learned to play the guitar by ear from my simplified by-ear guitar instruction course. without knowing a note of music. So can you. I know you can learn if you'll only try. Play the guitar a little every day. Every time you see your guitar, pick it up and play a few chords, if only for a minute. In this way, you will develop calluses on your fingers, and also you'll get your fingers used to the proper positions for each chord. Also, as your fingers callus and strengthen, you'll hold your chords down tighter, making them sound clean and clear. Another important thing, is your guitar neck or fingerboard straight, or is it warped, thus making your guitar hard to finger? Now, to check your guitar fingerboard, look down the fingerboard like a rifle barrel from the tuning end. It should be straight. If it is not, you may need to buy a new guitar.
Oh yeah, it's 6:48 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Got a note here, something going on this Saturday over at the Midway Cafe, Washington Street, Forest Hills, JP. Classic Ruin, Shiny Beast, Thigh Scrapers, and Frank Rowe at the Midway Cafe, 8 o'clock tonight. I mean, 8 o'clock Saturday night. 8 o'clock Saturday night. Oh, geez, I'm thinking about tonight. The heat's starting to get to me. Anyway, 8 o'clock Saturday evening, Midway Cafe, Washington Street, JP, Classic Ruin, Shiny Beast, Thigh Scrapers, and Frank Rowe. Check it out. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this third set of the evening. Backing me up once again, the Ravels with Comanche. Fabulous Whalers with Beat Guitar from the LP. Reissue came out of Norton in 1998. originally released on Golden Crest in 1960. Before that, Creedence Clearwater Revival channeling Wilson Pickett and 99 and a half won't do from the first album, self-titled 1968 on Fantasy. Before that, the Rhythm Tones with Wobble Wiki, previously unreleased, unknown recording date. I got that off the compilation Kicksville. Raw Rockabilly Acetates came on Y2K on Norton. Before that, Rod Keith, this week's Keith of the Week, Away from the Crowd, originally released on Preview in 1966. I got off a burn that was sent to me. The Wonderful in its Obscure Volume 1, Rod Keith. And we kicked off the set, the third set of the evening with Leon Haywood, and It's the Last Time, 1968 on Decca. This next set will take us past the point of no return, aka the halfway point of the show. I hope you're digging it. And if you're not, well, get your own show. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
They just love to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom, blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
You're tuned in to the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Really rad.
The world is full of things we want to know. We tumble from the top to far below. We jump aboard a baseball to the sun. Her shining eyes are bright and full of fun. We thought that our life was so easy, but we had to live it to die. One day I walked inside of a cartoon. I turned into a helium balloon. At one I'm off the ground, at two I fly. At three I'm coming down, at four I die.
We thought that our life was so easy, but we had to live it to die.
Every time I wave them in your direction, I'm gonna win your like to fetch ya. I'm gonna get you with my love charms. I'd like to fetch ya. I'm gonna get you with my love charms. Love charms.
You've got a weird sense of humor.
Try again, I get funnier.